We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning seven lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, Uman Ein Lech Chazaka, which we learned in the Mishnah before, that a Uman does not have a Chazaka, a craftsman, someone who is a tailor, or cleaners, by them it's no Chazaka, because why are they holding on to this item? Because they got it, so therefore it's not a Chazaka. But Yarad Mum Nasa, he's not a tailor anymore, and he's holding on to this item. Yes, the chazaka. Same thing about Oris. Oris ain't the chazaka. A shearcropper sitting on a property for 3 years eating pears is no chazaka. But Yarad Marisos, if it's not Oris anymore, then those years count. Yes, the chazaka. Tosa brings down Tuchdadim. When it comes to Uman, what exactly is the case? One shot is that he got this item only after he's not a Uman anymore. That's where it's a chazaka. Inami says another tzad, Tosa the bottom. Right, the chiddush is the next part of the Braisa. You're right. Next part of Rice the Chiddush, and he says Inami. Another pshat Tosfos says is that even this would be a Chiddush. Even this, that even the kalim that you got while you were a Uman, but now it's already a year since you're a Uman, so then it's a Chazaka because you don't leave it so long. If it's a Uman, you don't leave it talus by the cleaner so long, and therefore that would be considered a Chazaka if it's there a while since you became a Uman. Those are the two pshatim and Tosfos on the bottom. What exactly is the case? Yarad Mumnasa Ben Shechalak. We had in the Mishnah that a son in the property of his father is no chazaka. Why not? Because he's living with his father and he's like he's not worse than apotropos. He's taking care of the property, so it's not a raya. And Isha also was married, so she eats the peiros from her husband a lot of times. The husband's chayiv mezainis. So therefore, it's not a chazaka. This is not our Mishnah. But the Braisa says that if the ben shechalak, the ben went on his own, he doesn't live at home anymore. Aisha is divorced. Harein kashar kol adam. Allah is, and there is a chazaka for the ben and the isha. So Gemara explains. Bishlam ben shechalak is a chiddush. Itzrich sakad chamina achuli achul gabei. There's a chiddush that there, even though they don't live together anymore, but still the ma'aseh of the father's meichel, the son should eat from it. And therefore, it's not a raya to be a chazaka. This Gemara mashma everything has to be a chiddush. Kamash v'lon deloy kamash v'lon that there's no that in such a case. It is a chazaka with no mechila. Ella isha shenis garsha. It says that isha shenis garsha is kashar kol adam. Of course, it's pshita. Like the Rashi says in the Rashbam says in the bottom. Of course, it's pshita. So I'll read the Rashbam inside. Pshita the mechazekas menichse baila. She can make a chazaka nichse baila. V'chein baila machzim menichseha. Why? Shrei soinim zeze. They hate each other. V'hoylem limcha. Shemreim machos. What's the chiddush that after isha shenis garsha harin kashar kol adam? It's pashut. Pshita. So tomorrow, we're talking about a case on top of Menzana Bay, Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes. We're talking about a case where there's a case where it was a Suffolk. The husband threw her a get, and it's Suffolk Karav Loi, Suffolk Karav Law. It's a Suffolk who it's closer to. The law over there is that it's a Suffolk garrison, and we hold, like Rav Zera, the Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Yirmi Ba'aba, Amar Shmuel, Komokam Sh'omru Chacham Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes. Anytime it's a Suffolk Gerushin, Baal Chayiv Mezoinisah. The Baal is Chayiv in the Mezoinis. So the Baal is Chayiv in Mezoinis. So here, you would think, huh? This is the halacha, the Chayiv Mezoinis, because it's the Kondor Rabbanon, actually. Because Maisa, she's stuck. The Domas Rabbanon, but usually it is. But here, it's the Kondor Rabbanon that when it comes to Isha or Suffolk Gerushin, that there she's stuck. She's basically Aguna. So there we don't want to be way out of Mizrainus. So therefore, because she can't get remarried and she's not married, so she's stuck. Right, until he gives another get. This is another way to force him to give another get. He's paying Mizrainus to someone who's not even his wife. It's a self-figuration. So in such a case, the halacha is you pay Mizrainus. Let's get back to our sugya. So it says over here that in such a case, it is the chazaka. So that's the kamash v'lon. Even though the husband's chayiv mezoinis, the ish is eating peiros here, still, it is a chazak. What's talking about kamash v'lon? So there's two pshatim here, the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam says like this, kamash v'lon, it starts by the narrow lines. Kamash v'lon, the havi chazakam. It is the chazakam. Why? The kim the hischel v'gerishin, since he started divorcing her, v'hu soini lo, and he hates her, lo yichad lo karka, he wouldn't give her, like, you know, take what you want. Here's a karka. Ki b'toyrach yitin lo mezoinis b'simsum k'dash chayiv b'bezdin. He only will give her mezoinis, you know, as needed when bezdin mechayiv him. And here, if she's eating in his property just like that, that is a room for ma'achah, because there's no way that that's the way he's giving her peiros, because he doesn't like her. That's the kamash one, that it is a chazaka. Taisa is a little different. Kab Taisa. Taisa says a different teretz. He says the kamash one is the case. Here the case was, you yachav her a different land to take property, to take peiros from. The lavachi, ain't like chazaka. Even the islam mezonai the ka'achla. She's eating the mezonai that she gets. Means like this. He has 10 properties that produce peiros.
Right.
He said, you're a Sofik Eretz, you don't have to give mezonos. Take mezonos from the property down there on Rimo Lane. And she's eating peiros to someone else. She's eating peiros somewhere else. And there is a chazaka. Why? Because that's not her peiros. The Rashbam learned he never gives her anything like that. He always just gives a peiros himself. He'll just, feed her the peiros, mitzimtzum. That's why it's chazaka. Taisa's saying a little different. Taisa's saying is that it's very possible he gave her a property, but here he was yachad a different property, and different on that property is chazaka. But if she's married, neither property, no property is chazaka, because a person is meichel to his wife.
According to
she's
seeing from both
tachlis. Now she's the other one, the wrong ones also it makes a difference.
Maybe he changed them.
You have to bring into that. We have a right to this. We have right. We have here the case was that yachad this field and not that property. Yeah. Omar Rav Nachman. So that's the Gemara deal with the Braisa, with the explanation of the Braisa. Omar Rav Nachman. Omar Lihuno. Kulon, Sheviu, Raya, Reos, and Raya. We're going back on all the people who don't have a chazaka. Uman, Orus. All these people don't have a chazaka. But if they bring a Raya, a Shtar Mechira, or Ede Mechira, it's a Raya, Medim Soda Biyodam. For example, if this Orus brings a Raya that it was sold to him, it's a Shtar Raya. To star, he wins. But a gazlin who doesn't have a chazaka, gazlin shehevi raya ain't raya some raya. A gazlin that brings a raya, his raya is not a raya. You don't let him keep the soda. Why not? Like we said before, the reason is because a gazlin, people are scared of him. So it's very possible he scared the owner so much that not only the owner let him take it, the owner gave him a shtar mechira as well. And therefore, it's a false shtar mechira. And he doesn't get it. So that's what Rav Nachman says, v'shem Rav Huno, that if you bring a shtar raya or eidei mechira, so by oris and by a uman yitaka neman, by gazin not neman. Freiting marakasha, my kamashon, what's the chiddush? It's a mishnah really in Maseches Gittin. My kamashon tanina, learned in a mishnah in Maseches Gittin. Lokach misekrikoin, v'chaz lok ma'abayis mechay batal. Sekrikoin is these people who threatened other Yidden with death, and in order for them to save themselves, they give this piece of karka to the Sekrikin. The Rashbam actually brings down a Gittin that there was three different Gzeris. At one point, they were killing people, Stamazai, just, and if they didn't kill a Yid, they got killed. But this is talking about in the third level of the Gzera, that Lamaisa, they weren't allowed to kill people, but Lamaisa, they threatened people, they threatened Yidden that didn't kill him, and in order for a Jew to save himself, he gives his karka to Sekrikin. Now, the Sekrikin puts it up for sale. So a guy, Yisachar, goes and buys it. He buys the property. But he wants to make sure he's going to get it. So he also buys it from the Baal Bayis. What it means is, he's not giving money. He gets a star from the Baal Bayis also. So Allah is, that doesn't, it's still not a good mekach. Why? Because he's deathly afraid of the Sekrikin. Therefore, he'll even write a star for him. Lokach mesekrikin, if Yisachar bought it from the property from the sekrikin, the chaz of a lokach ba'abayis. And again, he goes to the Jew also and he says, I want to buy it from you as well. Give me a star also. Mechay batal. The loch is, the mechach is batal. Why? Because he's scared. So what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? That by a gazlan, Eide mechir don't work and a star mechir doesn't work. It's basically a first mishnah. So the Gemara, no, it's not a first mishnah. Because Rav has his explanation in his mishnah. Hafukim with the Rav. Dama Rav, when Rav explains the Mishnah by Sekrikin, he says, Dama Rav, Leishonwel Dama Lei Leichazekiv Kni. The only time if you go and buy it from the Baal Bayis, it's not sufficient, is only if the Baal Bayis says, yeah, go be kind. Av Bishtar, but if the Baal Bayis writes you a star, then you attack a kono. You attack a kono. According to Rav, by Sekrikin, if the Baal Bayis, the original Baal Bayis, writes Yisachar a star, it's attack a kono. Right, he holds the even if you're afraid, you're not going to write a star. That means you're not going to do. Kamash Malon Rav Huna says, Kiddush Shmuel, the Omar, Af Bishtar, Nami Loi Kono, even by Shtar, you're not Koin, Achik, Yichta Vechrayas Techosim. Until you write Nechrayas Techosim. So Shmuel says, the only time a Shtar would be enough that to show that it really belongs to Sekrikin and he's really given to the Yisachar, is only if you write a Shtar with a chrayis, with insurance. Writes a shtar, he didn't have to do that. When someone's afraid, he doesn't have to write a shtar with a chrayis. If he does that already, then we'll mask him. But Shmuel says a regular shtar, it's taken not nemon, that's like Rav Huna. So Rav Huna is coming to say, not like, Rav Huna is coming to say, not like Rav, and like Shmuel, that even a shtar is not kind. Now that was the member of Nachman Sev Hashem Rav Huna. Back to the case of Oris, Uman, and Gazlan. Back to the case of a Gazlan. Remember, a Gazlan that's sitting on a property, it's not a chazaka because he stole it. And even if the Gazlan gets a star from the owner, it's not enough, because we're scared. The owner was scared, deathly afraid, deathly wrote a star to the Gazlan. That was the case from Rav Huna. We finished the Mishnah and getting there. Back to Rav Huna's halacha. It says, Kulon Shehevi Raya, Reus and Raya, but not by Gazlan. Zokra Bibi, Misayim, Rav Nachman, Karka Inloy of a Moyos Yeshloy, which means that Rav Bibi is learning that even if you give money, the Gazlan gives money to the Baal Bayis for the property, even if he gives money, it's not a good mechira, even if he gives money. But the halacha is that when we say he's not believed, he gets his money back. We have Edom here that he gave money and he bought it. So any chanami, the Baal Bayis gets his property back, but he has to give the money back. That much he has to do. He has to give the money back. Because Edom will not lie about money just because they're scared. Edom won't lie and say, oh yeah, he gave money. Edom don't lie. But just Edom say that he gave a shtar mechira, we believe that. But the problem is we're scared that the Baal Bayis did this out of being afraid. But if the Gazlan gave money to the Baal Bayis and the Baal Bayis sold it, we believe you that we'll say that the Baal Bayis was afraid, but the Gazlan gets his money back. The Gazlan gets his money back. He gets his money back. The Gazlan gets his money back. Only if the Edom say, I saw the Gazlan giving the Baal Bayis money. You're right, sure, right. Maybe we don't believe the Edom. No, the question is, do you believe the Edom or not?
The guy is going back now, too.
Right, Reuven gets the money back. Listen, Baal Bayis. No. The Gazlan is claiming it's his land, right? And he has Edom that it's his land. He sold it to me. Reuven says, I never sold it to you. You forced me to sell it to you. Reuven gets land back. Does the Gazlan get his money back or not?
Yeah,
why shouldn't he get it? Oh, that's a Rabbi Bilach. Rabbi Bilach is that he gets the money back. Garka, you lay on my yashloy. So maybe your question like this. Wait. Maybe your question like this. Then what's he saying? Obviously, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is a meridig chiddush. We see Rav Huna holds not like Rav Bibi. Rav Huna holds not like Rav Bibi. This is Rav Bibi's name, Rav Nachman. Rav Huna holds taluya v'zavin gzvina zvini. If the Gazlan gives you money,
the guy doesn't get his copy back.
No, right? Doesn't right? 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 Says that.
Why does he get his money back?
No, that the chiddush here. That's not taluya. No, wait a second. The chiddush is that doesn't work. The chiddush, the mechira is not a good mechira. That's the chiddush here.
Where according to Rav Huna?
It's Rav not Bibi now. Rav Bibi says a moira de gechiddush. Either way, the moira de gechiddush.
And he gets back his money.
Yeah, that's the chiddush. That kind of beautiful. It's a chiddush. Someone argues on something, it's a chiddush.
That's a
chiddush. Rav Bibi says karka engloy, and also he has extra chiddushim. It's the only chiddushim actually here. Karka engloy. Let's get the gemara clear first, because so some people are not going to cop it. Karka engloy of a mois yashem means like this: we have a Gazlan who claims it's his property. He even has a star to show for it. Okay, we say we don't believe the Gazlan. He's a Gazlan. It was forced. So he give it back to Reuben. Okay, now he has Edom that he paid money for it, the Gazlan said. So the Gazlan gets the money back. What's the Chiddush? That he gets the money back? That's not a Chiddush. Chiddush is that's not a good Mechir, even though he paid money. Now, this is only true if there's Edom that he paid money. We have Edom that Reuben said, yeah, he paid me for it. Then Loi, he doesn't get his money then. He does not get his money then. Why? Because the Edom didn't see it. And the guy himself does lie because he's scared. Kirav Kana. They would have brought me and my Chamar to the authorities. And therefore he's scared of being in jail. And therefore he's made the things that are not true. So the bottom line is the klal is, Edom don't lie, but he will lie because he's afraid, and they'll say, yeah, you gave me money, I sold it to you, everything. But he doesn't get his money back, it's the case. Only gets the money back if people ate and saw it, exactly. And there's another chiddush here that Rabbi beholds that Taluya Vizavin lo have a zvini, which means someone forces you to sell something, it's not a zvini. Why is that a chiddush? Because you know what's a chiddush? Because you would say, maybe if I get money, then okay, you're right. I got forced, but I got money for it. Lemaisa, okay, full price, regular price. So maybe it's a good sale. Kamash v'lon, Rabbi Bibi says a chiddush. It's still not a good sale, even though you got money for it. That's a chiddush, Rabbi Bibi also as well. That's a chiddush. Like chiddushim here, but like upon him, that comes out. We'll see. It's a very negative for next sugya to know that Rabbi Bibi holds b'shem Rav Nachman that Taluya v'zovin loy havas v'ni. It's not a good sale, and therefore he gets his money back.